You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and live around the world at kpfk.org. Today,
The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett.
Everybody's talking about consciousness. Everybody wants that eternal kiss. Yeah, everyone's saying there's more than this. Everyone wants to follow their own bliss. Talking about one love, one blood, we sing
on the Expansion Zone. We examine life and our quest to understand who and what we are and of the vastness of human potentials. We explore the making of our world from quantum physics to parapsychology, health, sociology, and philosophy, along with practical living. You are reminded of the possibilities in creating personal change. So for an hour, we'll stimulate and expand the mind. Welcome to the Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. I am your host, Sonia Barrett. Thank you so much once again for tuning in and joining me on this Monday. Wishing you the best of the week, whatever the week has to offer. May it be to the optimum for you. And of course, thank you to Donna DeLore for the use of her song, Be the Change, which is our theme song. And that's always in effect, being the change, not just talking about it, but actually doing it. Now, in light of today's talk, I have a very short quote here, and the quote is, "The part can never be well unless the whole is well." That's Plato. And that's something that I think we sidestep, or we try to sidestep, and it does not work. But today's topic is going to be Phoenix Rising, Detox and Restoration for a Better Life. And our guest, of course, who is going to be talking about that, sharing lots regarding that topic, is Dr. Kamau Kakai, MD, who has been on the Expansion Zone a few other times before and is also a great friend of mine. He is the founder of Healing Health Services. And of course, this is going to be an abbreviated bio. Otherwise, we'd be here all day going through his bio. Because he's so brilliant. Anyway, Dr. Kamau Kakai is a Yale-trained physician with a multidimensional approach to healing that bridges Western medicine, Chinese medicine, homeopathy, and African spiritual science. A former college scholar at Cornell under a Nobel laureate, he took a year off from Yale Medical School to explore Chinese medicine, homeopathy, quantum physics, and African spirituality, transforming his understanding of human health. With over 30 years in private practice, Dr. Kakai integrates biomechanics, biochemistry, bioenergetics, and consciousness into a unique healing paradigm. He's an affiliate of the Oxford Research Institute, a pioneer in peptide and stem cell therapy, and brings advanced modalities like heart math, bioenergetic healing, and biogeometry into his clinical work. And so with that said, I am going to welcome Dr. Kakai back to the Expansion Zone. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Sonia. You know, it's funny. I know we've known each other for a long time because you're talking about being in practice 30 years.
Oh, so it's more than that.
It's closer to 40. So, you know, not to date myself, but definitely. So I'm so glad to be here. It's always nice to share with you because you indeed on the expansion zone. And, your sharing with me has been so instrumental in different twists and turns that I've taken, on this journey in terms of helping myself and other people.
Oh, thank you. Well, actually, the show is really about Dr. Kakai talking about me. That's really what this is about. No. So anyway, right now, there is so much, I think, so much for people to navigate at this time. I think all levels of health, and maybe in all societies, we say that it is that time, but I think we're definitely in a different time. And so the topic at hand, like what you're speaking about, becomes super crucial. So I'm going to start, you can take it from there, but I'm going to start out just by saying when you use the word detoxification, because obviously you heard it in the topic, what are we actually detoxifying from, just beyond chemicals and metabolic waste, because people tend to stop at those levels. And this is much deeper, what you're speaking about as well.
Well, I'm going to answer that question indirectly because what comes to me is to really address what we're talking about in terms of human anatomy, which we tend to only look at it within the construct of what our five senses can reveal to us. But if we go beyond the five senses, right, it actually sets the stage for a way of looking at the body where physical and non-physical, right, is really reflective of just an underlying medium that's there. So when we talk about physicality versus things that aren't physical, they're really the same thing, but they're just different levels of energy matter organization. I don't want to lose anybody in that, but so what I'm saying, if we're talking about detox and restoration, if we're talking about a phoenix rising, meaning the whole person, really going through a process, we have to go beyond just the structural aspects, the biochemical aspects of the body. And I'm actually saying more. I'm saying it's really all connected. It's just that we tend to just view things from the construct of our five senses. So, and that's where things get really murky when we start talking about energy, emotions, higher consciousness, all of that. But I do think that at this stage, given the challenges that humanity is facing right now, one, we have institutions that are really just falling apart when I think about the level of dissatisfaction in terms of healthcare, unless you're savvy and have a lot of money, right? But most folks are you don't want to have to go into the hospital, but at the same time, either you don't have health care, or if you go, then you're really concerned about what follows in terms of the medication and just going into the system in that way. So what I'm trying to create is something that is going to happen every quarter for 3 weeks. Right, this one starts September 26th. And what it is, it's a 3 week educational experience and embodiment experience to the degree that a person is comfortable, right? Where we actually visit the concept of detoxification on multiple levels, right? And we visit the topic of restoration and what that means. And we have many people to come and share, right? I mean, you're one of the presenters along on the line. And I'm trying to get folks that have expertise in different areas. So for instance, if we start off where one is an overview of the whole program, but if we start structurally, right? What can people do structurally? What does it mean structurally in terms of detoxification and restoration? So we have people that, can actually speak to that, whether it's cranial sacral therapy, whether it's just an aspect of chiropractic myofascial work. Because part of the problem that people have is when they do have an imbalance, they don't know who to see. They don't. Do you run to your doctor and get a prescription, right? Or, I mean, how do you think about what's going on with you? And then how do you connect the dots? Aunt so-and-so died a month ago, and you've had a reaction to that, and now you're having some respiratory condition, right? How do you link the two in a way that gives you a functional way to actually address and approach that? So part of what's happened is that folks have been seduced by allopathic medicine. And a lot of that drug is wearing off as more and more people look into other forms of medicine and healing. But what I'm suggesting is that there needs to be like a healer in every family, somebody that's just investigating everything, everything that's possible to look at
Right.
that's available, right?
Right. And
So,
understanding, I think is a major
yeah.
part of this. Yeah, there has to be an understanding in order to really begin to even investigate or be curious, at least
So,
questioning.
so we do want to share an understanding, but from the vantage point of different people, because somebody that's done, let's say, work with Reiki and pranic healing, that's a particular discipline in and of itself. Somebody that's done functional medicine and is talking about peptides and bioregulators, that's a whole different area. Somebody that's an herbalist, right, and has really approached things in a more traditional way in terms of whatever culture they're working through, that's another. That's another discipline. And different disciplines speak to different people, both in terms of their own personal history, their own finances, relative to what they want to do. So, what I've done is really structure this basically around food, right? And they're going to be detox supplements that are available. But in reason, I put in detoxification because there are a lot of people, they're not into the whole energy and consciousness, but everyone understands detox. Everybody has heard about parasites, has heard about plastics, knows about the thousands of chemicals that are in our body. And at the same time, they may not understand that they're emotional toxins as well, and it's just a different vibrational kind of energy, but it's real. And there are ways to address that. People maybe haven't heard of emotional freedom technique or EMDR or even affirmative prayer, or just, have never gotten comfortable with meditation. So the idea is in doing this every quarter, people begin to adapt and adjust, and take in more information and learn, and learn and embrace whatever detoxification principles or practices that really make sense for them. I'm setting this up so it's not happening at the equinoxes or solstices. It's happening after, so that people can. Because people already have schedules and things set up around those things. But, so that's my introduction to it. I'm sure you have questions about it, but
Right,
that,
absolutely.
yeah.
Well, yes, that really sort of sets the, the foundation. But I think, yes, the idea of detoxification, for many people may be an automatically interpreted a specific perception. But I think to understand, as you said, that part of it, that it the emotional part of it is still part of the whole construct or the whole essence of the body and the mind, all of that's going on. Now, what I'd like to throw in real quickly, just for anybody who's listening, and immediately people get a little as soon as you say the emotional part, I'd like to point out that when you are scared or when you are upset, you immediately will get a knot in your stomach, or your heart beats really fast. you know, or you get a headache. I mean, those are things that are just really, they're showing you that how you feel, your emotions, your thoughts, there is a response that occurs in the body, that's happening in the body. And if we can think about it from that simplest standpoint, then it doesn't feel so far-fetched and out there. So I just like to throw that in to bring in the simplicity of that. And so, yes, so those things can get stored. Trauma and so on are things to be detoxed as well.
I want to just share. I have this in writing. Anybody can go to kokaihealth.com or multidhc.org, where there's more of a description. And the central message I wrote is that detoxification is not only the removal of toxins from the body. True detoxification is the clearing of physical, emotional, energetic, mental, and spiritual burdens that interfere with the person's natural vitality, clarity, resilience, and connection to divine consciousness.
Absolutely.
That's how I'm defining that. So within that, I mean, there's all kinds of things. And doctors, the focus tends to be on pathology. Mm-hmm. You're going to see the doctor to see what kind of pathology. Do you have heart disease? Do you have cancer? You know, and generally, if you don't, well, come back in 6 months and we'll check you again. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's the in-between time. And what happens is, early on, I got exposed to traditional Chinese medicine. And that was eye-opening, one, because within their understanding of the human economy, of human anatomy, different emotions are linked to different organs. So somebody that's grief-stricken, right, that's having deep disappointment, they're literally having the wind knocked out of them. And we associate that with respiratory function in the lungs, right? I think a lot of people are familiar with the idea of an angry liver. You know, yeah. When we talk about frustration and irritability. So a lot of times you'll see the problem is manifesting on that level. And it's really a reflection of the state of their liver, you know. And so I've even told folks, look, consider doing some blood work maybe prior to starting the detox, where you're looking at levels of inflammation in the body with inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein. You're looking at your fasting blood sugar level, your fasting insulin level, you know. And, you know, what folks don't realize is that chronic stress is just the flip side of chronic inflammation. It's all the same coin.
It
and
is.
At some point, that stress translates into the biochemical and the physical changes that happen in the body that get you to run to the doctor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's there brewing. It's brewing. Yeah. And then eventually there's the symptoms become the evidence, that this problem that has been brewing is now right. Is now saying, here I am. But, you know, again, so this the realization of what you're saying is that a person can successfully detox in the sense of how most people interpret detox,
right.
Detox the body, and still actually fail to restore themselves. And this is precisely why. Which is what I said with the quote in the very beginning, it really is a holistic approach.
Right. You know, there's a few thoughts that came to mind with that. One, I mean, I'm doing this kind of as a legacy project. And what I mean by that, I've been in holistic primary care literally for 40 years, right? And so I've seen and I've treated everything from colds to working with people around cancer, autoimmune disease, heart disease, right? And everything is after the fact, you know, it's after the fact, and folks are just willing just to run themselves down. You know, I think of the lifestyles of people that are quote unquote successful, but it means that they're working to 8, 9 o'clock at night, eating really late, and it all starts again in the
At
morning.
a big cost, yeah.
Right. It's at a cost. And I don't, in my mind, we weren't put here to live like that. And, I'm looking at, and this will be maybe controversial, but all these data centers that are being set up, right? I feel like these are the wombs for an AI, a new kind of entity that's just being created, through which consciousness now is going to express itself through that. And it's totally different. But like human beings, like if you think about it, all these resources, water, power, and everything is going to create,
To build on.
this vibrational stream. Now we're a vibrational stream.
Right,
So this
absolutely.
is a new kind of vibrational stream, which in many ways is much more efficient. So what's going to happen to human beings that are just here destroying the environment and literally destroying each other?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, those kind of questions really, they really hit me. And, we've talked about the heart and mind a lot. And, I've done a lot of work around the idea of heart consciousness, right? And, Sonia, you were hip to the idea before I was, that the heart is this geometric, it's what they call a chestahedron, right? And it creates this toroidal field, and that the heart really allows you to really connect to the field of other things around you, right? And it's a portal. And when heart rate variability was really discovered by HeartMath in the 90s, right, where they could document that your beat-to-beat variability of your heartbeats was really influenced by your emotional state, right? So it's almost like there's a more of a qualitative way to look at a human being besides just measuring their blood pressure. The heart is more than just a pump. It's actually reflecting the qualitative state of your life.
Yes.
And
Yes.
this really
Major generator in the body.
Right. This really speaks volumes to the kind of life that many of us are living and many of us have just fallen into. It's not even an old song about it's just your 9 to 5. It's like an eight to eight or something.
I tell you, yeah, eight more like eight to 10.
So.
But yeah, but maybe I'm not sure if you've heard of this tribe before. The Pitahá tribe, they're in Brazil. They're a group of natives that live out in,
The Amazon tribes,
yeah, they
they're
live way
deep in
out
the
there.
Amazon, right?
And they do not believe in work like we do. They only work to for food, go and hunt for food, but they spend most of their days hanging out. It's a very interesting tribe. And they don't even use math, like numbers like we do. They don't count like that. They don't do any of that. But they think it's pretty funny. I mean, the missionaries, went and met them. But they think it's pretty funny the things that we do. It's kind of weird to them. Because they're just about just enjoying themselves all day.
We've gotten so lost from that really childlike curiosity and just energy that. So one of the things as part of this detox is looking at how we falsely identify with energy and states of being that aren't us, like we're not enough, we're
Oh,
not
that's a
good
common
enough.
one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole string of them. And I asked AI, give me a list of all the phrases that are associated with the heart,
Did it blow up?
broken
That's
heart.
what I'm thinking. It probably blew up.
It really looked at all the kind of sayings and things that really reflect the distress, that people experience, and we relate that to the heart, because when you're identifying yourself, you don't put your hand on your head, you put your hand to your heart and stuff, because that is your connection, that's your umbilical cord to just a larger metaphysical or spiritual reality.
Yeah.
And we have to reestablish that for ourselves, because you can be smart, you can have all these other energies, but if you can't embrace aspects of heart consciousness in terms of empathy, there's all kinds of other energies that are going to rule you. Mm-hmm. And that intellect might be creating things that aren't really useful for other people.
Right. Absolutely. We'll be going to break in a little bit, but I think that there was a point I was going to make with that. I go back to the word trauma again. And the reason why I'm using the word trauma is that everybody has it, not that it has to be extreme, what we call extreme traumas, because everybody has their different experiences in this life. But I think everybody comes to the table with some stored inherited perceptions, whether it be from childhood or whether it actually is, energetically in our DNA. But I think that's really interesting, I think, for people to understand, and for those who are conscious of maybe something that traumatic things that have happened to them, but you can't let it go. It's very hard to let go, and you're holding on to it. And again, because the body keeps score, which is basically what you're right. talking about, that score that is kept does create a level of toxicity in the body, but it interrupts yeah. the natural flow of the body.
From my end as a practitioner, seeing how things like all kind of emotional release techniques, neuro-linguistic programming, EMDR, emotional freedom technique with tapping, I've seen like profound changes where it really is has changed the physical pathology. And more than that, it's changed a person's actual perception of themselves, right? And that, I think, is really key, is really helping people to restore their sense of identity, that they are spiritual, divine beings with an aspect of God, whatever you want to consider, that it ties you to a larger universal process, universal intelligence and consciousness. We've even had people, this is the second time that we're doing this, and we've had people talk about past life regression and things like that have their documentation there, but I still remember walking into a Barnes & Noble's bookstore and picking up Brian Weiss's book and reading about how he was doing hypnosis with somebody that was having an anxiety disorder. And all of a sudden, it is revealing these various lifetime streams that she's had. And, this is the kind of stuff that's actually been documented. People have really been able to go back and pull out that information in other yeah. parts of the world. So, and for some people, I've had to work with them around past life regression mm-hmm. because it was so clear that the problem that they were having, the problem yeah. they were having is like, is coming from someplace else. And I give an example that I've always shared, right? I had a woman that had chronic migraine headaches, tried homeopathy, cranial sacral therapy, botanical medicine, even drugs,
right. Desperation.
I said, wait a second, there's something else going yeah. on here. And we did a past life regression with her. When I say we, there's a nurse that I work with who's really awesome in this field, mm-hmm. Bon Secreto. Mm-hmm. And she did a past life regression with her. And it turns out in a previous life, right, this is through her psyche, in a previous life, her husband at the time thought that she was pregnant with somebody, another man's child, so to speak, right?
Right.
And actually shot her in the head, right? Now, literally, that revelation, right? I'm going to put it that way, and like clearing that incarnation in terms of just going back and cleaning up some things about it in terms of just what happened and perception. She never had headaches again.
Yes.
I mean, I got a bunch of stories and,
Yeah. Well, now we need to make sure that we do take our break right here.
okay.
I hate to interrupt you there, but we're going to go to break. So it's going to be a short break. So please stay tuned and we will be right back after this brief message. And we are back. Of course, we're coming to you from KPFK 90.7 FM in Southern California and streaming live at kpfk.org. So you might be tuning in online. You are listening to The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. That's me. And of course, I am your host. But our guest today is Dr. Kamau Kakai, MD. And we are speaking about the upcoming Phoenix Rising Detox Restoration for a Better Life process program that is going to be coming up that I'm encouraging everybody to participate in. I know I'm not sure if you were going to pick up where
I
you
can
left
just
off.
give the deep some details about that real quick.
Okay, and then I want to interject something when you're done.
Okay, I just so folks, I lived in Los Angeles for 5 years. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I do go back and forth to a degree. I'm still licensed in California, and I see clients there, and I'm here in Charlotte where I'm developing things, right? This program is online. Right. So I just want people to know that. And you can get more details at kokaihealth.com or multidhc.org. Back to Sonia.
And we'll make sure that it's repeated again
Okay.
before we end the show. But just really quickly, and this is not about being religious either, but I thought this was really interesting. I think I sent it to you. I don't think you saw it. There was a woman that was she shared some information about an experiment that was done, and I guess they use I think the MRI. Machine, one of the technologies, MRI technologies, to sort of see what happened if you had maybe two or three different groups of people that had health issues in separate rooms, and then they had people who were actually going to pray, but these people didn't know who those people were and who they were specifically necessarily praying for. But what the machine, what the report, what it showed was there were some specific brain changes that would happen when the group projected that prayer to these specific rooms, these specific people. So the people in the rooms had no idea, the ones that the prayer was going directly to. But anyway, I thought that was interesting because that was a measurable experience, measurable in terms of looking at brain waves. So I just thought I would share that.
It's not just brain waves. You can do that with plants.
Well, you can do that
You
with plants,
can
but in
do
terms of them measuring it, you
but
know, yeah,
right. You can
right.
do that with plants and measure plants will have as active energy. Then people, myself included, who have been involved in quote unquote distance healing, and I've just seen so many cases. In fact, I remember just a personal case, and I don't mind sharing. I had atrial fibrillation. Now, for anybody that knows what that feels like, it's like having a jack in the box in your chest and stuff, right? And I had figured out the problem, and I had a biochemical solution which worked, right? But energetically, I needed to remind myself to avoid doing certain things, like drinking something that was icy cold during the time when the heart energy is at its weakest. So that's something that I did one night, And sure enough, I guess between that, maybe not enough sleep and whatever other stresses, it set the whole thing off. And I hadn't experienced that in years. So I'm like, here it is about midnight. I do not want to go to the hospital. In fact, I don't even want to, tell my wife what's going on,
Right.
right? Let me figure this out, right? So I actually called a close friend who's also going to be presenting. His name is Jeffrey Noble, the Noble Touch. And this is someone who's a master in pranic healing, right? I said, Jeffrey, I just need a few minutes of help. I have to get back in the sinus rhythm here because this is uncomfortable. So I sat down. He scanned me. He felt like what the problem was. Now, I know this sounds like, science fiction, but this is real stuff because this happened, right? I sat down, went into a meditative stream, and Jeffrey worked on me, right? In 10 minutes, I was back in sinus rhythm, and that was the end of that and stuff, right? And
Yeah.
so I'm just saying they're practitioners, there's that kind of medicine and things that are happening in the world with people that are really skilled. I mean, in the case of Mr. Noble, he was given the President's Award for community service. So,
Right,
not by Trump, it was somebody else. But
So
anyway,
that is so funny. But you
yeah.
know what? But I think to this day, I still am just, I think it's so behind. I'm going to use that word. In a way, the primitive nature of what is understood is can be really mind-boggling because we're not taught that in school. The connectivity of everything, the interrelatedness of everything, and that the body, this electromagnetic, from an electromagnetic standpoint, and even how electric, everything is, the body is. So I think that for some people that have a hard time understanding that, I think they owe it to themselves to just kind of one, yes, come and listen to this, but at the same time, do a little bit more investigating because everything is connected. Remember the days where we would walk by the, radio, we're dating ourselves, but walk by the radio or the TV and our electricity, we would short out and it would start the static.
Let me tell you, the first time when I was training, so and when second year medical students at Yale, you start going through your physical exam stuff. And the first time they had me put my hand over somebody's heart, like you're looking for the PMI, the point of maximal impulse, I felt like my hand was caught in a magnetic field, right? Like it was between two magnets. And I looked up and looked around me like, oh shoot, do
What
y'all
just
feel
happened?
that? What's going on? And I didn't speak about it because it just didn't feel like, it would be well received. But
But
it
your
took me,
sensitivity too, I think
no, it
also.
was my sensitivity was there. And I said, oh shoot, there's something else that's going on here. And of course, everything followed, from that. I had unusual experiences. And I'm going to share one other thing that got me on looking at just a different path. I had a patient, this is on the wards at Yale New Haven Hospital, just had a heart attack, right? So he was in this step down room and, he was being more closely monitored. So I was a student. I went in there. They said, interview him, talk to him. And he looked at me. He said, I'm going to die today. I said, wait a second, sir. let's check your vitals. I called the resident in and we checked him out and everything. And I'm like, you're okay. You're okay. And then he just laid back. I went on about my business, right? And I came back in the room later in the day, later in the afternoon. And I looked at him, right? And literally, I was about 2 feet from him, even closer, just looking, bending over him. And he turned and he looked at me and he said, I'm going, gone.
Gone.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Then I said,
Yeah.
Then the cold, the cold thing went off, because, his heart monitor was
You're not in Kansas anymore.
I'm like, wait a second. Well, this man, he went somewhere.
Yeah. Well, people will themselves out too,
goodness.
And so, it's like all of those things are so natural. Even the stories of the old Native American Indians, and it probably happened, I'm sure, in all these other ancient cultures too, where they would decide and just go sit under a tree and slow breathe, breathe very slowly, could decide that it's time to go.
Right. Right.
And then Dr. Clotier Rapai, who I've interviewed over the years, who's interesting, he's an incredible psychologist. And the research that they did showed that people don't die like at specific dates randomly. Like they've seen that it's not random, the date.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's not random. And I started looking at that, and I could see from some of the people that I know, my cousin who, she was going to be going and on March 31st, my birthday's on the 1st. And I said to her telepathically, do not do this on my birthday. Do not do that. And so she passed like 5 hours before it hit midnight.
Oh,
but I
goodness.
Know her. I'm like, I know that's what she did. But I think the communication and the connection, this is what you're talking about. This is so much bigger. And when you're able to open this up from a health perspective,
There's
so much more that can be seen and can be done and can be understood about the body. And so I think that's why this kind of engagement that you are putting together, I think it is very, very essential. And you're bringing a variety. It's not just
variety
one
of people.
Model.
Right.
Yeah, it's a variety of people that have more focused, let's say, expertise or an experience in these particular areas. And you put it all together and, it works.
Yeah, I can't say enough about because I opened myself up early on when I took a year off from Yale. And I ended up writing my thesis on physics and medicine and focused on acupuncture and just realized, wait a second, there is so much more going on here than just big pharma. And paying homage and stuff, right? I mean, just, my first experience with homeopathy, when it was a lay homeopath, it was a woman that had really severe eczema, right? And he took her case, and based on her answer to something that was on an emotional level, he prescribed homeopathic mercury. This woman came back, and 2 weeks later, she was no longer having weeping eczema. And her, her skin had just, it's begun to dry down and everything. So this is during my year off from school.
Right. And you were learning all the time anyway.
Right. I said, I got to get out of the matrix and I have to be exposed to some other things. So, so the detoxification and restoration, it's a portal for people to grow in, to increase their awareness about health modalities and techniques and how that actually relates to whatever's going on in your body and people that are close to you, so that you can just avail yourself of information, techniques, find out what different practitioners do, so that at some point when you feel like you need to step into getting some assistance, you have an idea of where to go and what to do. So I'm definitely hoping that, I'm going to do this each quarter. So, I at some point, I'd love to see the whole city of Charlotte do a detoxification,
Get it
on that level, because what we're doing to ourselves and to the planet, the planet will definitely, it's taking it, it's going to address it. It is being addressed.
That's the part right there that I'm always clear on. I'm like, look,
right.
Planet Earth, she really does have this covered.
Right.
She just lets you do what you do until she gets tired of it. And then she kicks you off. However she kicks you off.
Right.
Yeah. So. But this is really, really, really important. I think because we talk about the old model, and I always say you can't fight the system. You can't fight whatever that form of system that right. you're talking about, but you can set up, you can gradually set up something new. And those that want to come right. towards that, then it's there. You're always building right. something new, not fighting the system or fighting anything, but you're providing a new construct for people to come towards.
I was recently in Thailand, and my son does a lot of research, and he was pointing out to me that if you get sunlight, sunlight causes you to produce nitric oxide. Mm-hmm. And nitric oxide is key for cardiovascular health.
Absolutely.
For, you know, blood pressure, right? And he's saying it's in the sunlight, you know, just getting it at different points, and that the idea is you get sunburned because all of a sudden you jump into the sun in the middle of the day. But if you get exposed to sun earlier, you know, in the day, it's like the amount
it's first
of
UV, light, they say.
First light, mm-hmm. it's just different in terms mm-hmm. of the wavelength and how that actually impacts the body. So we're all cooped up inside. And, you know, just the difference now in being more in a more rural area where I go to the park, like at least four times a week, like to meditate and just slowing down to pick up the vibrational stream of this underlying consciousness that's always present.
Instead of, go ahead.
What that means, so. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. So that's in part the idea for doing this is coming out of looking at my 40 years of work mm-hmm. and looking at a person biomechanically, biochemically, bioenergetically, and the relationship to consciousness, to source energy. And all of that, I'm just trying to create a medium for it to be explored, and people can do it from their own home on Zoom.
Absolutely. This is the wonderful thing, you know, say what we will about technology, but we have to look at what it's also allowing us to do. Now, at this point, there's probably somebody listening who didn't hear it before, and they're like, come on, then tell us where. So go ahead and tell us where.
So people can register at one or two websites at Kokai Health, Kokayi, health.com, or the multidhc.org. And that's the energy healers group that I work with. We're all about intention and working with subtle energy. We have healing circles every other week. So that's the multidhc.org. Both sites you can register. And part of the registration, what happens is we will actually do an energy scan on you to give you an idea of where things are at energetically and what tones you can actually use to help bring you into balance. It's called the AO scan, and people can look that up for themselves. So while I'm physically in Charlotte, this is going to be online. We're going to meet on four Saturdays starting the 26th, the last Saturday being the 17th. And we'll have at least two presentations that will happen during that time, as well as getting other people's feedback. And during the week, we'll probably have a day where folks will meet. I want to set up a Google chat so people, if they have questions during the week, they can bring that up. This is not a medical program. If there's anything that you're concerned about medically, you should speak to, you know, your practitioner, your medical provider. Of course, if you're already my client in California or North Carolina, I'll be glad to assist you. Right.
Okay. So is there going to be a replay? Because I know there are people who are thinking, will I be able to watch it if I miss it?
If people can't make it. Oh, no, you know, definitely people will be able to, you know, get the videos or get the information. They might have to work. No, I understand that. So we're going to facilitate so that people that are part of the program can actually, you know, they can watch it at another time. It's convenient.
Yeah, that would be great, especially if you if they want to attend the Q&A. But I always say, but watch the video first, if you missed it, so that some of your questions will already be answered. And then you can have additional questions based on the fact that, you know, you now have watch the replay and have that information.
Right. So, and every week we'll be, you know, in the larger forum on Saturdays, we'll be fielding questions, asking people to share their experience. The big thing is getting through the first week. We try to set up what I call guardrails and guidelines. I'm not necessarily telling you what to eat, but I'm telling you what not to eat or how to approach what not to eat, you know, what to think about. You know, we're going to talk about intermittent fasting. I'm going to offer, you know, for participants, anybody who wants to join me in doing a 24-hour fast once a week, that's going to happen. So, you know, there'll be little things that we're going to interject to talk about. We'll talk about ways to protect yourself bioenergetically. There are different things that people can get from practitioners that have really researched this field.
Well, that's really, that's going to be really important too. Especially in the age of bombardment of just, well, technology and all that. Also the electrical cars and so on.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Right. But there is something else that I thought I was going to ask you, but it slipped my mind right now. But however, this I think that this is exciting. I think, again, that it is definitely needed. And I think that anybody who just has had questions or have been doing the same thing over and over, you're with no results. You know, you're taking 50 million vitamins and you're still feeling the way you're feeling, which, of course, if you're doing that, you make you toxic too.
I want to share a deep desire with this because I work with a group where we really feel like the power of just intention. Like, why isn't everybody able to manifest Christ consciousness or to do these kind of miraculous things? What is blocking you, right, from actually being that having that stream of energy so that you can will things to actually happen? That's something I believe that can be cultivated as you clean up the body and your energetic field, and to just work on that, you know, and through meditation, it's amazing. And I have to say, I'm really amazed to see a number of the women that I work with that just have amazing ability to go into people's fields and figure out what's going on and to see things. I might get glimpses here and there and it'll come in as an intuition, but I see other people, it's a real stream that just comes through that they can really speak to. And that's something that can be cultivated.
Yeah, I like the fact that you said that, because there's so many things that can be cultivated in us, but we sort of been programmed to believe that some things is just other people that can do it. But we can't, because we're taught to rely on our, you know, our doctors, government, this, that, but you are not supposed to be completely responsible for yourself. And I think that thinking about it this way lends a different perspective. We really are managers of ourselves.
We're being forced to do that. Being forced to, because of the care and the other things are just slowly being stripped away. So you really have to go within, use that divine faculty of your creativity, right, and mesh and hook up with other people that are also creating, so that we can
create
the kind of reality that we want.
And a community.
We have to take it upon ourselves. We can't just keep criticizing. This isn't that. I mean, there's a role for allopathic medicine. There's a role, a small role, but there's a role.
But there is definitely a role. But you know, and although yes, I get it, we'll look at it as a negative time. But at the same time, I see where these things, they push us. They force a different kind of evolution, which is what I've been saying for years. Technology does force humans to become more evolved in a way that most people aren't looking at. You see the negative, I get that, but it does force you to evolve yourself. And this is what we're talking about right now. Self-reliance here. So anything else you would like to add to as we begin to go towards closing out?
Anything that I would like to add, I'm hoping the conversation inspires people's imagination. It inspires their curiosity. Many of y'all have some experience with trying different diets, doing different things herbally, taking care of yourself. And we just want to help expand on that. And eventually, for more people to share, I want to hear about detoxification in other traditions. I have somebody that is familiar with a tradition in Mexico and how they detox. She's a colonic therapist. She's actually going to speak, but she's also going to talk not just about colonic therapy, which can be amazing, when you're trying to detoxify, but also just other traditions that around the world, people have faced this problem of being out of balance. So this is an opportunity to check out something that's going to open you up to other possibilities and see the world through the eyes of other people that have been in this field for a good while. So I'm looking forward to sharing and hearing people's responses.
Yes, I am excited about it, and looking forward to it. Now, is there going to be we'll be able to see a lineup of some of the
You know
people,
what?
just
I'm
out of
working on that
curiosity?
because I'm trying to I'm trying to ask you guys for all your pictures that people are presenting and stuff. I'm trying to really finish that this week so that by Labor Day I have all the slots of who's doing what and when. But that is significant coordination
I
is trying to ha
understand.
happen. So,
I
but
understand, but it will be done.
it's going to get done. It's
It
going to
will be
get done.
done. It will be
So,
done. So
yeah.
that is excellent. Well, I do think that we are at the end of our program here, our show here, and I do want to thank you for being here and for presenting just a new angle of how we can possibly move about our lives in really managing them. So thank you
Well,
so much.
and I thank you for your pioneering work. So
All
we'll work
right.
together. Okay.
Sounds good. All
Bye.
right. Thank you to my guest, Dr. Kakai, and thanks to you, the listening audience, and also to the engineers and board operators at KPFK. Thank you so much for all that you do. To find out more or to even listen to the replay of the show, visit the archives on KPFK or theexpansionzone.com. And to find out more about me and my work, you can visit therealsoniabarrett.com or possibilitiesacademy.com, and it will direct you to all my other sites as well. All right. As always, I like to remind you to live life to its fullest and question everything. Until next time, see you then.
Today. Everybody's talking about consciousness. Everybody wants that eternal kiss.
You know, maybe 75 bucks is the right amount for you to give to KPFK. That $75 comes out to exactly 21 cents a day, and that pays for a lot of programming on KPFK. Hours of intelligent news every day on Democracy Now! And local news, local politics and culture from Sojourner Truth with Margaret Prescott. Entertaining, thoughtful shows like The Global Village, The Car Show, and Pacifica Performance Showcase. Your support makes them all possible, which is why KPFK needs your contribution right now. Tom Hartman here, reminding you that your contribution of $75 helps pay for programs that make KPFK a unique and essential part of life in Southern California. Give online at kpfk.org or call right now 818-985-8255. 818-985-2711. 818-985-2711. Thank you.
Many people make KPFK's programs possible, each giving what they can to help ensure the station's future.